Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The sounds of early rock and roll and more fill the Jack Howard Theater this Saturday night. It's an evening with Under the Street Lamp. Joining me in studio for a preview are Stu Bashner, the event coordinator, and George Anselmo, the secretary treasurer for the Northeast Louisiana Veterans Association. Thank you for being here. And Stu, it's an exciting group that is coming to town this Saturday. Share on Under the Street Lamp.
Under the Street Lamp is the traveling name for a Tony Award-winning show, The Jersey Boys. Instead of doing just Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons music, they will be doing that plus all genres of music from the 50s, actually 40s, 50s, 60s, and early 70s. They're a very unique group in as much as they'll tell you right at the front that we're here to entertain you. If you want to sing along, sing along. If you want to get up and dance, get up and dance. It's perfectly okay with them. I spoke to them last night. They are very, very anxious to come. They're looking forward to it because one of the fathers of the singers is a Vietnam veteran. And for that reason, amongst many others, they are very, very anxious to come here and perform for our audience. And we hope that the city shows them the enthusiasm that we hope that they will. And, you know, everyone talks about good entertainment not coming to Monroe. Well, we're rectifying that because good entertainment is certainly on its way.
And just to give you a little preview of Under the Street Lamp. Tell by the vocal stylings, too, definitely a seasoned and very polished sound with Under the Street Lamp. Tell us about the atmosphere that the quartet brings to the show.
What they bring to the show is what old-time rock and roll used to do, which was fun music, it was danceable music, and it was sing-along music. Mm-hmm. And that's what they specialize in. But their sole goal and what they told me on the phone last night is we expect to have everybody up on their feet dancing before the show is over. And they're looking forward to coming. I need to tell you a little bit about what's going to take place because I just found out about it last night. We had asked them when we booked them, we said, would you mind doing an extra performance for us? And they said, well, where at? They said the War Veterans Home out on 165. For those mm-hmm. who can't come to the show, they're going to be going out there and doing a set for them. They don't even know it yet because I just found out about it late last night. But that's what kind of people are coming is when I asked them about that, they said, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they want to go see Duck Dynasty.
Well, George, proceeds from the concert benefit the Northeast Louisiana Veterans Association. Share about the mission of the group.
Northeast Louisiana Veterans Association was formed about 12 years ago, and it's to help veterans in this area. It's a combination of the VFW, American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, Military Order of the Purple Heart, AMVETS, and employee support of the Guard and Reserve is all combined into one veterans group. All this money will go to buy, build, or lease a home for the homeless veterans of Northeast Louisiana, which is from Ruston to Vicksburg, from Arkansas to Alexandria in size. And you're talking, there is literally hundreds of them sleeping in the ditches and woods around here now.
It's one of the things you mentioned that the need is basic. It's a 24-hour operation we're talking about with this facility.
Yes, it is. It's going to take a pretty good size, a bit of money, because you're talking about bedding, sheets, pillows, security, cooks, fence around the place, transportation to and from the hospital, doctors. And because we want to put them back on their feet and make them a taxpaying citizen of Louisiana.
Your thoughts about this concert and it playing a role in raising money for the efforts there?
This concert is going to be one of the best things that ever hit Monroe. This Under the Street Lamp, they do the Beatles. They do the Beach Boys. They do Frankie Valli. They do Dion DeMusi. Most people don't know who that is. That's Dion and the Belmonts. And they do many others. And they will make you dance. They are fantastic.
Stu, for those that enjoy the Music Legend concert specials you see on PBS all the time, it seems to be a prime event, you know, much in the vein of those programs.
That's absolutely correct. And that's where I first saw the group, was on PBS. And after I saw them, I told my wife, I said, boy, I'd love to go see that group in person. And now we're going to have that opportunity. And we just hope everybody in this community turns out and shows up and has a good time, because they'll not soon forget this concert.
And why your participation in coordinating this event?
Because I love the veterans. I love what they've done for this country. I'm a patriotic individual, and I think that they're getting a raw deal. The veterans coming back, I don't think the Veterans Administration is treating them properly, nor do I think that our government is paying the attention to them that they should. There's no reason at all that they should not have a place where they can find shelter and support. And I am 150% behind this effort, and I will continue working for this effort even after the concert.
Concert coming up this Saturday at the Jack Howard Theater. How can someone find out more?
They can call the Civic Center box office, or they can call me personally at 235-0270. That's 235-0270. If people can't go to, for whatever reason, to get the tickets, I'll deliver them to them. I want everybody that can possibly be there to be there.
Stu, George, thank you for joining us.